Coming to the next important trait of Pancham, we emphasize his closeness to his origin. While it is an absolute necessity to have a global outlook, it is equally important to be focused on one's roots. This attribute of Pancham was reflected in his endless improvisations of the Indian classical forms for creating music. He was adept in all forms and genres and kept using the features of Indian ragas and folks to create timeless, precious gems. Here is our friend Pandit Sanjay Banerjee from New York, an accomplished vocal artist in Indian classical music. Sanjay, can you give us an example of how Pancham was deep-rooted in Indian ragas?
Pancham's work reflects how deeply rooted he was in Indian classical music and how he was always creating something new out of this. Let me sing a line of Raga Tori and Raga Khamaj and then showcase how Pancham fused these two ragas to create an exquisite pearl, which is an evergreen favorite of all of ours. First, let me demonstrate Raga Tori. So this is Raga Tori. Now Raga Khamaj.
Sa ga ma pa da ma ga, ga ma pa da ni da pa pa da ma ga, ma ga da sa.
This is Raga Khamaj. Now let us see how he incorporates these two ragas into the song. The first line.
Rena bete chai sani padani sarani sani shamala aaye sarega gare gare sa.
Up to this it was Raga Tori. Now suddenly, now he moves to Raga Khamaj. So here it's Raga Khamaj.
Pa pa da da ma ga sa.
So in the song we see the wonderful incorporation or fusion of these two ragas.
Pandit Ronu Majumdar is a world-renowned flutist, recipient of many global awards. Grammy nominated in 1996. The 3 feet long Shankh Basuri is his creation and was played in innumerable Pancham mega hits. Here's his take on unconventional Pancham.
Tere liye la 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 la.
Lata ji was I witnessed
tere liye ki chalan.
Ha, eita ami ar kutunda nije mane sitting room e experience korechi. She repeatedly said, Pancham tum gao, tumhare jaisa gana chahti hu, because that entry before the beat was a typical Pancham da. He came with Bharat Bhai and Kutunda to the concert. After Yaman Kalyan I finished, he said, Yaman Kalyan er upore amar kono ekta gaan baja. Then I thought, let's play one of his best Yaman Kalyan, Biti Na Bitaye. Even Biti Na Bitaye, it's so unconventional composition. Still there is a lot to
explore
about his ideas. It's very unconventional way of using the raga. Raga has a very, very fixed pattern of going. I repeatedly say. This Tibramayan Ray, whole thing opens. Can you imagine? This whole thing like a entering into a new world every second. Da da na gane da bare gam. This mukhla is a $1 million mukhla. That's why Nusrat ji once said ki mere zindagi ka sara sangeet ek taraf hai aur tere bina zindagi se shikwa nahi ek taraf hai. So what a compliment, from Nusrat ji, what a compliment.
That was simply amazing. Debashish Tunai Ganguly is a versatile, talented musician and music director, currently spreading his wings of creativity in fusion, film, television and world music. He is also an ardent creator of this project. Debashish, can you play an unconventional improvisation of Pancham using Rag Charukeshi? Pancham was a perfectionist. He would keep improvising till his quest for simplicity and excellence was satisfied.